You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Sports injuries can end an athletic career, whether it be at the professional or the amateur level. But some new technology being used to treat injuries may be making a difference in whether or not someone can continue to play a sport they love, whether they play it, as we said, professionally or just for fun. It is called blood flow restriction training. And joining me today to talk more about this are Heather Lopez. She is the sports medicine rehab program manager with St. Luke's, and Terry Peets, a physical therapy assistant. Welcome to the program.
Thanks,
Gemma. Thank you.
So I've read a little bit about this, but explain exactly what blood flow restriction training is. And Heather, I'll start with you.
Sure. So blood flow restriction training is a way that we can rehab or strength train at low intensities. So we do it with a blood pressure cuff type of system. So it's a pneumatic tourniquet, and put it on the extremity, and it restricts blood flow to that extremity. And what that does is it creates an anaerobic environment in that extremity, so an environment without oxygen. And that is the same type of training that happens when we're doing heavy load training or strength
training. Like if you're weightlifting, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can get that benefit in doing it at lighter loads. Hmm.
So what is the benefit of that versus, well, first off, talk to me about what traditional therapy would look like.
So oftentimes when we see patients, they're either in pain or it's post-operatively, and so they need to strengthen, but they can't add enough load to actually
gain strength. So you can't weight bear sometimes.
Strength.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So this allows us to create an environment that's similar to that strength training type of environment to get those same benefits or similar benefits.
And Terry, you work with these patients.
Right.
So you've, I'm sure, done both.
We can start them so much earlier after surgery. And so we've been finding that they've been able to come back so much easier, that they get the quad strength much faster with like ACL reconstruction and rotator cuff. You know, you can also do the upper extremity as well. So we can do both of those.
So when we talk about this too, so I mean, like the what I read about this was particular to athletes, like soccer players, things like that. But when you talk about something like rotator cuff, that can happen
anyone.
To anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
that,
can even do it on total knees too.
Okay. So it's not necessarily for, we're not talking about you have to be this big time athlete. I mean, these are things like if you have a knee replacement or a rotator cuff issue, this type of therapy works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we can start them so much, you know, earlier, just on the low load exercises.
Mm-hmm. And because I saw a picture, as you said, Heather, it really does look like a blood pressure cuff. I mean, on somebody's leg, and that by restricting that blood flow, how, and maybe Terry, you can answer this. So some of the exercises they would do, is it just being able to get more movement by restricting that? How does that work?
Just trying to get that muscle to fire in earlier. The one thing is that, you know, when you have a lot of swelling, it inhibits the quad, let's say, from firing correctly. Mm. And so what we can do is we can put the BFR on and it just comes back much faster.
I'm speaking with Heather Lopez, the sports medicine rehab program manager at St. Luke's, and Terry Peets, a physical therapy assistant. We're talking about this kind of high-tech way of treating injuries called blood flow restriction training. Is this something that is, you know, new to the Treasure Valley, to Idaho, or are we seeing this type of blood flow restriction training at other locations around the country?
It's kind of, it's popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it is being utilized, and I think a lot of the, we can use it for anyone, but it is being seen a lot in professional sports world, the collegiate level. So for those high level athletes, I think it's kind of started there, and then trickled down into some of this other stuff. But within the past, I'd say about 5 years or so, it's really gotten pretty big, and nationwide, internationally. So it's happening everywhere. We have quite a few clinics within our St. Luke's system. I think we have, we have a clinic down here downtown. We have a clinic in Eagle, clinic in Nampa, clinic in McCall, clinic in Meridian that all have these. So really all over the Treasure Valley.
Well, that's good for McCall because with skiing, I mean, yes. I think you would mm-hmm. see certain injuries sometimes. Mm-hmm. So people could come in and get this. What are patients' reaction to this therapy?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
so, wait
it's kind
a minute.
Of a love-hate thing. So, you know what? They see the benefits, and so they're willing to kind of put up with that little bit of discomfort. I hate to say pain because it's more discomfort.
Well, if
you're working to fatigue.
But also, if you've ever had a blood pressure cuff on, just in those moments when it restricts, I mean, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt, but it's uncomfortable. I mean, your hand gets a little tingly. I mean, it's just uncomfortable. So then I would think that if you're trying to fatigue that muscle, Terry, you've got that going on.
Right. We try to get them to fatigue. And so where they're like going, I can't do another one.
Like, I've done two. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it, I can just imagine you coming in with a blood pressure cuff, though, and saying, okay, we're going to rehab your quad muscle. Do some people just look at you like you've got to be crazy if you think this is going to work?
But most of them are so motivated to get back to their sport, especially the young kids.
They really
do anything to get back, you know.
Well, what was fascinating to me, and I didn't know this, is that talk to me about the idea that a muscle can atrophy sometimes if you're not moving it soon after surgery or something like that. Is that correct? So this kind of takes that issue away potentially, Heather?
Yeah, or at least slows that down, or we can maintain some level of strength and not let it atrophy as much by doing this. So even within a couple of days, a muscle will atrophy. So, I mean, there's research out there that shows, I think it's 24 to 48 hours of bed rest and you have some atrophy in those muscles. And so after a surgery, not moving, being immobilized, not putting weight on your leg, and swelling also involved with that, you know, muscles shut down or atrophy pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way that we can at least limit the amount that happens.
And you can, as you said, Terry, you can get them going so much sooner.
Right. And then, you know, even if they have an ACL tear, they can come in and do kind of pre-rehab and, you know, so they can get that muscle stronger before they go into surgery. And then, you know, their outcomes are going to be better at the, you know, end too. So, you know, that's another thing that we've done before. Mm.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. I mean, this sounds like it could really be life-changing for folks who have certain injuries and need that rehab after.
Yeah, it's been really great, and we've seen really good success with it. And I think part of it, too, is selecting the appropriate patients for this as well. So not everyone is going to benefit from it. And there's certain things, certain people that we don't want to put on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have sort of blood clot history or
which would
cancer
make sense.
Or things like that, you know, we don't want to restrict their flow. And so we make sure to be very careful about who we select. But the people that we do select and the people that will benefit from it, we seem to have really good success with it.
So ask your doctor before you get this done.
That's it.
Thank you both so much. My guest today, Heather Lopez, the Sports Medicine Rehab Program Manager with St. Luke's, and Terry Pietz, a physical therapy assistant. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up next, a look at food insecurity here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.